Early ballots for August's primary election are on the way to about a million Arizona voters. As more of the state's residents choose to vote at the kitchen table instead of a school or church in the neighborhood, campaign strategies have been forced to change. Stacey Pearson is a strategist from the UP agency.
Well, you look at 2010 or even 2012, it would have been unheard of to have a $500,000 advertising buy in May, trying to raise name ID, trying to get some good mojo going into the summer season. And we saw that this cycle. It's changed how buying has occurred, how political events have occurred, how door-to-door campaigns have occurred, how volunteers have been recruited. Everything has bumped up, you know, at least by 3 weeks, in most cases 4, 5, 6 weeks, or even 4 months.
Well, is there a risk, though, knowing you've got to get out there, you've got to get your message out, but can you alienate some of those sort of fringy voters who think, I don't want to hear about this so early?
I think the risk is whether or not your fundraising is going to continue at a pace you expect it to. So certainly there's been a lot of jockeying in, let's say, the Republican gubernatorial primary. So how money comes in and at what pace it comes in is the biggest risk. So if you overspend in May, you've got a problem in August.
But if you've got the money and you've raised it, you don't want to waste that too early, but how late is too late?
July is the most critical point for this. When early ballots dropped or when they were mailed yesterday, you're looking at 75% of Republicans who voted in 2012 voted with that mail, with that ballot they're getting in the mail. So July is critically important. It's a matter of finding people who are in town and making sure the money's being spent wisely to reach your voter that's going to return their ballot.
Who are the folks who are not voting early, and how do campaigns decide to strategize around them? Because you still don't want to miss out on that 40% who haven't voted yet.
You look at precinct by precinct. It's funny, this election game has gone from more of a shotgun to an absolute sniper. So you can literally see whether or not someone who's received an early ballot has returned it. And you can stalk them as much as you'd like to get your guy to return his ballot or your woman to return her ballot. Conversely, you can look at the precincts that do still have the highest volume of foot traffic and address those neighborhoods very specifically with messages that directly cater to what they're looking at.
Has the new science of this actually made campaigns better?
Certainly, the level of sophistication has increased in our ability to track vote by vote. You can send someone to the door of a female voter in a precinct you need to flip blue and go knock and ask her why she hasn't turned in her ballot. It's that specific. It's kind of frightening, but it's that specific. But it makes everybody more effective. So what this looks like long term, I think, is something that we're all interested in seeing. But it's not accidental that we're seeing some really sophisticated attacks this week.
Stacey Pearson of the Scottsdale-based UP agency. Political scientist Pat Kenny, dean of ASU's College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, says a lot of voters are attracted to the ease of early balloting.
This is going on across many, many states in the country. We just kind of look at evidence called just generally this idea of more convenience voting. So early balloting, mail-in balloting, those kinds of processes make it much easier for people to participate over a longer period of time. So it really lowers the actual time costs of voting. And some of the evidence does show that there's a little increase in turnout due to that. For certain, there's a little bit better participation among stronger partisans because they have a number of opportunities and time frame to get that in there.
Pat, what do we know about the voters who have not yet gone to early balloting? I can say for my mom, she's someone who really likes to go to the polls. Are there certain people that probably are just not going to be swung to early voting?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's this, I'm like your mother. I actually like to go on election day and actually just kind of involve myself in the ritual of voting. I don't even mind if there's a bit of a line because people are talking about politics. And I rather like that, and I think there are a number of people that do as well. But there's no question that the complexity of people's lives, day-to-day lives, and all the things they're trying to accomplish between work and family and their health and all those kinds of things, it's just easier for them to have multiple opportunities across a longer time frame.
Do we expect that early balloting number to keep climbing? And is there a certain maximum you think it will reach? I mean, we'll never reach 100, certainly, but how close do you think we'll get?
Right. So among the early voters, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I just was there's just a little evidence about that, and there's a little debate about that. One, there's some evidence that shows they become habitual with that, so they get used to it, and so the percentage rises to a certain level, so let's say 2/3-ish, and then kind of plateaus right there. There's another one said that voters try it early on and then are is easily distracted as the people who go to the booth by life's complications after kind of an initial interest in trying it.
ASU political scientist Pat Kenny.